Hello, this is Ken Barron. I'm with the National Association of Black and White Men Together. Today, I want to review Biden's plan on LGBTQ issues. And we'll start with the Equality Act. Now, Biden will provide, we think, a moral leadership to champion equality for all LGBTQ Americans and fight to ensure our laws and our institutions protect and enforce their rights. He has named the Equality Act as a top legislative priority. In the majority of states around the country, state law does not explicitly protect LGBTQ individuals from discrimination. It's wrong. And he will make the cause for and pass the Equality Act so that LGBTQ individuals receive consistent protection from discrimination, including with respect to, quote, employment, housing, credit, education, public spaces and services, federal funded programs, and jury service, end quote. I will also say that he wants to direct his cabinet to ensure immediate and full enforcement of this act across all federal departments and agencies. He has long fought for access for treatment with people with HIV/AIDS. Dating back to 1987, he voted to authorize critical funding for medication that prolonged life for people with AIDS. In 1990, he co-sponsored the Ryan White Comprehensive AIDS Resources Emergency Care Act, which created the largest government program focused specifically on providing life-saving treatments and care to low-income, poor, and uninsured people living with HIV. In 2008, as the chairman on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, he sponsored the reauthorization of the Global AIDS Program, PEPFAR, which significantly expanded the funding and targets for treatment, care, and prevention of HIV/AIDS, and repealed a statutory ban on visas for people who are HIV positive. As president, he says he will continue to support LGBTQ health by defending the rights of all people, regardless of gender identity or sexual orientation, to have access to quality, affordable health care. He supports ensuring that federal health plans provide coverage for PrEP, that's pre-exposure prophylaxis, and PEP, post-exposure prophylaxis. These are life-saving, highly effective HIV prevention medications. Fortunately, thanks to a recommendation by the U.S. Preventative Task Force, PrEP must be covered without cost savings starting in 2021. He will support further efforts to make PrEP and other HIV prevention medications accessible to high-risk population. He also actively opposes any cuts to federal budgets to programs that serve our community, including programs that assist Americans living with HIV and AIDS. President Biden will update and implement the Obama-Biden administration's comprehensive national HIV/AIDS strategy to reduce new HIV infections, increase access to care for those living with HIV, and reduce the disparities faced especially by gay and bisexual men and transgender women of color. He says under Donald Trump, hate crimes of all kinds have been rising. Nearly 20% of hate crimes are committed against LGBTQ people, and transgender women of color are especially targeted by these violent crimes. It's intolerable. As president, he says he will combat the epidemic of violence against transgender women and transgender women of color. We all have a duty to declare with conviction that hatred and bigotry have no place in America. He says he'll do all he can to tackle the deadly combination of sexism, homophobia, transphobia, and racism that is driving that violence. And his administration will make prosecuting their murders a priority. He says that during his first 100 days in office, he will direct federal resources to help prevent violence against trans women and transgender women of color, recognizing that employment and housing discrimination lead to increased risk of homelessness and violence. He will also act to pass the Equality Act we talked about to reduce economic barriers and social stigma, and the LGBTQ Essential Data Act, which will help collect critical data about anti-trans violence and the factors that drive it. He's directed the administration to update the FBI's Uniform Crimes Report Supplementary Homicide Report to include sexual orientation and gender identity. This will improve our ability to fully diagnose and measure the extent of violent crimes against transgender, gay, lesbian, and bisexual victims. Biden is very supportive of codifying into law Obama-Biden executive orders that protect LGBTQ civil rights. A quote from Biden is such that democracy is the root of our society, the wellspring of our power, and the source of our renewal. It strengthens and amplifies our leadership to keep us safe in the world. It is the engine of our ingenuity that drives our economic prosperity. It is the heart of who we are and how we see the world and how the world sees us. That is why America's ability to be a force for progress in the world and to mobilize collective action starts at home. The United States must lead, he says, not just with the example of power, but the power of our example. And that, in his opinion, was to, at an earliest possible time, restore the Voting Rights Act. He says he will expand access to accurate identification documents. Transgender and non-binary people without accurate identification documents are often exposed to harassment and violence and denied employment, housing, critical public benefits, and even the right to vote. This is Ken Barron with the NABWMT with a podcast today on the review of Biden's plan on LGBTQ issues. Thank you very much for listening. We will talk again.